It's minus 10 degrees and mainly sunny at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Molly Little. Local skaters Trent Michaud and Hope McLean have won the Canadian Junior Paris Figure Skating Championship in Halifax after moving up. Last year in the Canadian Tire National Skating Championships, the pair dominated their competition this past week. Michaud and McLean now have a very high chance of making a spot on the Canadian team that will compete at the World Junior Figure Skating Championships in Hungary this March. Michaud and McLean finished with a total score of 154.45 points. That's 15.3 more points than the runners-up, Bryn Hoffman and Bryce Chudak. Belleville's current transportation master plan represents a shift in how people think about traveling. For more on the story, here's Dylan O'Hagan.
Transportation master plans are made about every 20 years. The last one was made in 1990, and trends have changed drastically since then, according to Belleville Director of Engineering and Development, Rod Beauvais. He says the new plan looks at more alternative ways to travel in Belleville.
And obviously over the last 20 years, there's been more of a movement towards active transportation and in alternative forms of transportation, whether it be walking or cycling or skateboarding or those types of things. So the new transportation master plan really looks at every way to get around in the city, not just cars.
The backbone of the transportation master plan is observing current traffic trends and trying to project what it's going to be like in 2031. Beauvais explains.
Where are there going to be areas of congestion, problem areas that we need to address over the next 20 years? So to do that, they take actual traffic counts from current time, and then also what development is expected.
Phase 1 finishes 6 years from now, focuses on widening city roads, and will cost $20 million. Dylan O'Hagan, QNET News, Belleville.
Trenton, Bancroft, and Picton citizens will be walking for Alzheimer's awareness at the end of the month. Amelia Huffman is the fund development coordinator at the Alzheimer's Society of Hastings Prince Edward. With January being Alzheimer's Awareness Month, Huffman says it's a very important time for the society.
There is a huge stigma attached to Alzheimer's and the name of Alzheimer's disease. So this year we're really focusing on just making people more aware and hoping that people will educate themselves on the topic.
Belleville's walk will be held in May this year instead. This is due to the nationwide move towards a spring walk. In Belleville, expecting mothers looking for community, empowerment, and even exercise might consider prenatal yoga. Nikolai Karpinski has the story.
Sarah Stavroff of Savsmita Wellness in Frankfurt says prenatal yoga has a lot of benefits.
It's a great way for a woman to come together in the class and they can network even after they've delivered.
Michelle Stroud, who offers prenatal yoga classes at Your Fit, says there are differences between conventional and prenatal yoga.
Prenatal yoga isn't a time for increasing flexibility necessarily because women can take it maybe too far and actually injure themselves. So we have to be mindful of that.
Stroud also says prenatal yoga is about empowering women during a time of great uncertainty.
They can use prenatal yoga to prepare themselves for whatever kind of birth they want. The number one thing that I always stress every class is I'm here to guide you through your yoga, but just like in childbirth, I want you to remember that you're in charge.
Nikolai Karpinski, QNET News, Belleville.
In provincial news, the future of the General Motors plant in Oshawa is still up in the air after Economic Development Minister Navdeep Bain met with CEO Mary Barra today at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Bain says he wasn't able to get a firm commitment that the automaker will keep the plant open after it stops producing 3 vehicles this year.
I talked about not only Oshawa, I talked about, again, overall our footprint going forward in Canada. And she understood that Canada has stepped up in the past, particularly in the role that Canada played in terms of making sure that GM and Chrysler, for example, were able to sustain their business. So she showed an enormous amount of appreciation for that.
About 1,000 jobs were lost when GM moved production of the Camaro to the U.S. last year. The dollar is on the rise this morning, up 0.4 cents at 69.41 cents U.S. That's still hovering near a 13-year low. Worries that the world can't rely anymore on China for strong growth and falling oil prices have rattled investors and sent global stocks lower this week. And money was a key topic of discussion at the start of a two-day meeting of Canada's health ministers in Vancouver yesterday. Terry Theodore of the Canadian Press has the story.
Conference host Terry Lake says the ministers all agree they'll be asking federal minister Jane Philpott for a funding increase of up to 25%.
I don't think you can talk about health care without talking about money. I mean, it consumes 43% of many of our provincial budgets.
Ontario's Minister Eric Hoskins says they are looking forward to a different type of relationship with the new federal government, with recent evidence from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of a willingness to collaborate with the provinces. Terry Theodore, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
Also in Vancouver, provincial and territorial health ministers have also agreed to ask the federal health minister for direction on doctor-assisted dying and legalizing marijuana. Talks are continuing today. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Quitting smoking is difficult, but Hastings Prince Edward Public Health is here to help with the Would You Rather contest.
Hosted by Leave the Pack Behind, this six-week-long contest is an easy and free way to help cut back or quit tobacco use. Plus, with the chance to win cash prizes up to $2,500, it's the perfect time to quit.
The Would You Rather contest is open to everyone between the ages of 18 and 29 in Ontario or people of any age enrolled in Ontario post-secondary institutions.
Brought to you by Hastings Prince Edward Public Health. See more at wouldyourather.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Molly Little with QNET Sports and local sports. Last night, the Wellington Dukes defeated Pickering 7-2, and the Trenton Golden Hawks are now 33-3 after a win at home last night. Mo Cranker has more.
The Trenton Golden Hawks downed the Oakville Blades with a score of 5-2 last night. Despite being down 2-1 after the first period, head coach Jerome DuPont says everyone chipped in on a solid defensive game.
No, I thought it was a pretty good team effort. I don't know if there was any one guy. I thought the D was pretty strong, and generally when our D's strong, we have a good game.
Starting goaltender Daniel Urbani echoed his coach and credited his teammates for playing a disciplined second and third periods.
I know we were down in the first period there, and the team rallied back, which they've been doing all year. But just defensively, you know, I think we played a strong game. I think in the first there's a couple blips, but overall, I think we played really well.
The Golden Hawks' next game is in Wellington this Friday. Bo Cranker, QNET News, Trenton.
In Major League Baseball, it's reported that ex-Toronto Blue Jay Munenori Kawasaki has signed a minor league contract with the Chicago Cubs. He was with the Blue Jays for over three seasons and was a fan favorite in Toronto. At the Australian Open, men's second seed Andy Murray defeated Sam Groth in three sets to advance to the third round. After the match, Murray said he likes playing a big-serving and hard-hitting opponent such as Groth.
I tend to enjoy playing against that game style. I don't know why that is. Always since I was a kid, I liked that. So, you know, I had a feeling today that, you know, maybe the matchup would be a good one for me.
Canadian tennis player Milos Raonic is also moving on to the third round with a straight set win over Tommy Robredo. Montreal native Eugenie Bouchard lost in the second round. In the NHL last night, the St. Louis Blues defeated Detroit 2-1 with a key third period goal. Goalie Brian Elliott stopped 29 shots and said it was an important win for the team.
It was a big one. They're a good team, and in this building, you know, it seems like the rink's smaller and the fans are on top of you, and they play well here. So, you know, we managed to get up a goal early in the first period, and you know, kind of rolled off of that.
Other games last night: the Anaheim Ducks beat the Minnesota Wild 3-1, and Colorado beat Buffalo 2-1. In the NBA, DeMar DeRozan scored 34 points for the Toronto Raptors as they claimed a season-high sixth straight win last night, downing Boston 115-109. DeRozan says his shot selection was great.
Yeah, I think it just comes with experience. You know, and when you're constantly trying to, you know, become a better player every single year, you look at, you know, the things that you could clean up on and get better on. And, you know, that's one thing I always, you know, study of myself and critique myself more than anything.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors were also winners last night in the NBA. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: at 12:09, it's minus 10 degrees and sunny with a high of minus 5 expected for later today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of minus 14. Tomorrow is expected to be sunny with a high of minus 4 and a low of 17. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Molly Little, news on 91X, next at 1.